Oh my God. Oh my God. This may be the best gift I've ever received. It could be.
Ah, Hufflepuff!
Life is a challenge. How do you get through it? Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. I am your host, Molly. And just so that YouTube knows, just so YouTube is aware, and so you all are aware, I am wearing shorts. So you can't demonetize this video like you did last year. Okay, please. It's Krimbus. It's Krimbus.
For the love of Krimbus.
Don't demonetize for the holidays. What are we talking about?
How.
Which is what I am.
Hey.
So Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Crisis.
Happy Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa.
Are there other ones?
Happy anything that we might not know of.
Whatever you're celebrating, we're here for it. And happy whatever the f*** that is.
Yeah.
So,
happy.
I wanted to let everyone know, too, that we have a new shirt in the merch store, which is available. And it says, I identify as a violation, hashtag TWND podcast. So if you want to head over to mollystewart.creator/spring.com. There's also a link in the description. You guys can check out the merch. There's podcast merch. There's merch from the Best Friend parody music video that we did. There's me on a motorcycle with three wolves and a raccoon and a rainbow.
That's honestly my favorite.
So what is your, one of your favorite holiday traditions for Krimbus?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any now as an adult, but I guess like as a kid was always like, you know, like being around the whole family and like the adults were just all off like partying, you know, and then like the kids were just all like, we're excited because Santa's going to bring us a toy.
I remember getting excited.
That was a fun tradition.
I remember getting excited for the holiday because like for Krimbus, we'd always go to my grandma's house and she had like a 2-story old farmhouse.
Jima.
Yeah. So yeah. And hope you're well. God bless. Mary Chrysler. She had this room upstairs that was just like full of weird old things. You know, like a grandma house.
Yeah.
Like to the max, right? And we would like open up and read weird books. We'd do weird photo shoots. I found a video the other day. I don't know why my hand's doing this, but I found a video.
She's not very Italian.
We found a video. I found a video. And it was just us f***ing around on a camera, like making fake skits with this weird angel statue that she had. And I don't even know what was going on. It was weird. Good times.
I used to love also like setting up the like Christmas ornaments and like decorations with my mom because my mom would go full ham. Like full ham. And so it was always fun to me, like, to make, we'd make the piano into, like, a little winter wonderland. We'd lay the snow down and, like, put the little ornaments and little dudes, the choo-choo trays. I was like, this is fun.
Okay. With the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Right? Rocking around the Christmas tree. How did you decorate your Christmas tree as a child? Like, what was the theme?
My mom always did that.
But was it, like, different every year? Did you have, like, the thing? Or, like, was this thing for, like, forever and then randomly it changed because too many ornaments broke and you had to change the color scheme?
No, she changed it every year because she was a floral designer. So she was very, like, each year it was, like, another masterpiece.
Yeah.
That she had, like, probably, like, thought about all year long.
Yeah. I was thinking about the Christmas tree and the decorating because was it like you can kind of put any of these decorations everywhere or you guys didn't really help and it was just her who did it?
It was like she's the one that like kind of orchestrated
or like
it
you
all.
Help and then she moves it like to where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, or like totally change it like later.
But I was thinking
like double the work.
That's what my mom used to do, right? Yeah. The same thing where it's like it's always this like maroon, burgundy, and gold and like little aspects of that and then like keepsake special memory ornaments.
Yeah.
but they were in very specific places. And sometimes I would like to just, once the tree was decorated, I'd find like my ornament one and I would move it.
Yeah. You're like, I don't want
to. But it would get moved back. So they noticed, right? But started thinking about, I do that kind of shit, not with the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But what do I always say? I'm like, I don't want help with my tasks. Things have to be folded this way. This is how it's organized in the cabinets. Who moved around everything in the cabinets? I can't find anything. Like, so I think I got that from her. Anyway. But another tradition that I liked was oranges. Do you ever do oranges for Christmas? So these are something that we would do to kind of actually put them in the tree or put them like around the area, because it's like a aromatic diffuser. So you take cloves and you stab them into the orange. I think I might have mentioned this before, but you can like make designs with it and then it just smells really good, like cloves and oranges. So I thought we could make some.
Yes, let's do it.
You
want to? Yeah, I was like, are we eating these?
Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
But no, apparently we're not.
Well, there's another one to eat out there if you want one, because you need the citrus. You want to talk about that?
Yes. So I've been like sicker than a dog lately. I am back from the grave and I am like, she's like, do you want to smoke? And I'm like, I think I'm good now.
I figured not. That's why I did offer edibles, but she's also good.
I mean, I definitely have been smoking, but way less. Like, usually I'm always smoking.
Yeah.
Like, all day, every day. But
well,
it's
when
like,
you have chest stuff, you can't really
Like, I was like, you know, like, I couldn't even breathe. I was getting those nasty night sweats. I know you all know what I'm talking about. When you wake up,
everybody's had
night
sweats.
Completely soaked, and you feel like you peed yourself, but your whole body.
Yeah. Or you did pee yourself because you're that sick. That's
maybe,
never happened.
But it was like two, three nights in a row, and I was like, man, how much water can my body lose?
Apparently as much as it possibly. I went to the T-spa today. It was the same thing with like the dry scalp. They show you photos of it, like they take the microscopic photos of your scalp, and I'm like, looks like my head was so the hats with the headphones aren't really making a whole lot of sense, but I'm still gonna keep trying.
Maybe do
I'm
it under like or
gonna be festive.
Yeah, do it under.
I just feel like it's too this is too long, so it gets trapped under.
It looks good.
Like yours sits right here, but when I flip mine forward under the headphones, it covers like half my face, like an emo bang of Santa hats. Like it doesn't.
It is an emo bang of Santa hats. So what do we do?
All right, so you take a clove, and you take the pointy end, and you just kind of stick it in through the skin.
Through the skin.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to make. I'll just show it to you. What else? There were so many things I wanted to tell you. Oh, I've been editing a bunch of clips, you know, or at least trying to maintain with everything going on.
Yeah.
And I made this observation that when, for instance, I was looking up stuff online, like trying to search something or reading something or getting really into what I'm talking about, I start doing this, like along my legs. Like I'm just scratching the out of my legs or my arm and just moving around constantly. And you never do that. It's like never something I pick up on. I'll catch myself like stroking my leg for 10 minutes straight and you're just like, fine.
What? Me?
Yeah, like you're not fidgety.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I used to have the leg twitch as a kid. You know, like the like very antsy leg twitch. And I don't know if I do it as much anymore as an adult, but that's because I smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
So that could maybe tie down the anxiety. But my grandma used to like point it out to me. I was like, so I'd be in the car even and I'd be like this, like basically like the leg bounce.
Yeah.
The real fast one. And she'd be like, you need to stop.
I still do that when I'm stressed out.
And it's just like, oh gosh. So that's my nervous twitch. I think everyone has one. Like, like whether or not you do it all the time or not, but we all have something, I feel like.
Yeah.
I haven't caught myself doing that in a long time, like I said, but.
Hat.
But it's just maybe like the way your brain's like processing things and like so you're just like you're like ooh.
But I just thought it was funny because I don't really notice that on other people and I watch clips.
I do
and stuff
fidget
like that.
Though. I do kind of like...
You fidget a little, but you like fidget with your environment. I'm like... like talons scraping my legs, or like I did it to my foot for a really long time once. I'm just like picking at the bottom of my sock in a long line.
Well, remember I said if you could take your own skin off, you would.
I would, yeah. Just like wash it from the inside out and then put it back on when I felt the need. Also, you were saying that about your leg bouncing up and down. And do you remember for like ages I felt like, or maybe it was just the TV that my grandma watched, there was always these commercials about like restless leg syndrome. What the fuck ever happened to that?
I don't know, but I think I had that. I think I had that.
And it was like the same, that there was like, you can get this medication for it. And I was always like, why would you need medication to stop your legs bouncing? You're just burning extra calories.
Right?
Just bouncing your legs all the time. This is going to be the most terrible clove penis. It was trying to be a wiener, and it's not looking.
It was trying. It's best.
It's not working. So maybe I'll turn it into a duck. It kind of is looking more like a duck.
I was done, but now I'm just going. Why?
This dick is now a duck, just like iPhone always wants it to be.
Or when you always say fuck and it turns into duck.
I love that. This is going to be a fuck duck. Should I give it a penis tail?
Yeah. I'm done.
The Christmas duck.
How do you know when you're done?
Whenever you want. Oh, I love him. Now mine is so complicated. Why is this a thing?
Why did I add these?
Because they're extra happy. Oh my God. Oh, also.
It smells delicious.
Doesn't it?
So does the juices soak through to the clove?
Mm-hmm. So it's like using a reed diffuser.
This is so cool.
Yes.
I'm going to poke more on the back.
And also, what was I? Okay, the AI things like we were talking about last episode. I've been trying to make the thumbnails. And for some reason, ever since I started doing those, it will give you a beard in like 80%.
Me?
Yes!
It's because I must look like a man.
No. What's crazy is, because I don't put in a photo of us
Jesus.
Or anything. I just say like a redhead woman and a brunette woman. That's it, right? And it will give you like this long luscious hair and like boobs, and then you just have a beard. And I don't know why it keeps happening, and it makes me laugh every time.
It's because I'm the fist.
Yeah, like the cheese one. It ended up coming out really cute when I finally got to that one, but there were so many that I tried that you were just like eating cheese with your big tits out. It was so funny. See, AI is a fucking joy. I don't know why people can't get behind this.
I love AI.
We did have some positive YouTube comments
on the last episode,
though. I mean, everybody else was fucking shamed. This is just going to be a duck. I don't really know. The first penis went awry, so I think I should avoid any penis things on the duck.
I think I'm done putting gloves. I just put an L.
Yeah.
L for love. Or luscious tits.
Yeah, I like luscious tits. Don't you? Oh, fuck. I just... Anyway.
So what are some of your favorite traditions growing up?
This, because it's time consuming and it kind of hurts your fingertips.
I liked it. I'm not going to lie. I just want to keep stabbing the orange.
I know.
Clothes.
It's like, fun.
Like, when is enough?
I would do, like, complicated designs, dude. Just get into it. Y'all, if you've never done this before, it's actually entertaining. And it's, like, just...
It smells really good.
It really does. All right. Well, I feel like this is taking away from the show, but, like, I can't stop.
Honestly, you guys should be doing this at home.
If you're not doing it right now, and if you're not watching, why are you not watching? Go to patreon.com/twndpodcast, join Dirtbag tier.
Do it. We love our dirtbags. Happy holidays.
Do. And you get to see a bunch of cool stuff, which is awesome, but I don't want to turn this into a whole shill episode. Just go be a real one. Be
Happy
a dirtbag.
Happy holidays.
It's fun. Happy holidays. I think the bread is sick that it's like, it's actually like holla. Like, ooh, let me holla at you.
Holla
at you.
Hala chala.
And I will hala chala.
So what do you use cloves for other than to stab into oranges?
You can put them down the urethra of a penis.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never done that, but
you could.
I don't
it
really know.
So good.
I bake with cloves, like, but ground cloves, not
not these.
Cloves.
But so these were strictly for stabbing of oranges.
Yeah, I actually bought this like 2 or 3 years ago when I got in the mood and did it for Christmas. So I made a duck. It's not a dick. It's all like actually wholesome and shit, which is cool.
You cannot demonetize us.
It smells so good.
Here, let me smell yours.
I just love smelling this duck. You want to smell the duck?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is amazing, you guys. Look at this art piece.
You know what it reminds me of too?
It's
is
beautiful.
Like, have you had the chocolate Christmas oranges?
Yes.
Love those, and you smack them on the table to crack them apart. And then
you do?
You didn't know that? All right. So you know that there's a sticker on the top?
Yeah.
You take that orange and you slam it on the table,
it
like on the sticker.
Open?
It cracks open. So when you open it, they're all sliced.
I just usually took a knife.
No, it's
That's
so
the
easy.
Wrong way.
No, it's so easy to
Nobody
do it.
Nobody ever taught me.
Now you know.
I feel chipped.
Did you guys learn something new today? We're all about learning something new here.
That's what we're about, you guys. So, you know, tune in, share with a friend. Always leave a comment or subscribe or tell us why you love us.
Yeah.
You know, we want to know.
And
we
I
really
also
wanna know.
Wish people had written in with like their holiday traditions and stuff like that. But as per usual, we're pretty low on the replies unless it's just hiding all the messages because apparently people said that they have emailed before.
And
I wonder if I should look in something like spam.
Yeah.
But like, why would it filter?
Do it.
Why would it filter like fan stuff and then not filter out like ads and shit like that?
I would just check the spam.
Let's check. See. We're going to go into the spam folder of the podcast and really just get into it.
Boom. Get into it.
Or
yeah.
I guess it would be junk, not spam, correct?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, this does
Fingers
pretty much
crossed.
All seem like spam. We're going through spam.
Spam-a-la.
Yeah, it's all spam, bro.
Spamala Anderson.
That's what we have going on in there. So I don't know why stuff isn't coming through, but you're just leaving us a voicemail 702-900-6446 because we like to hear from the people who listen to us. Otherwise, we're just screaming into the void, which is fun and all, but it's good to have interaction.
Oh, another tradition, tamales. My grandma, she would always like at the assembly line and everyone would be making tamales because it's like a full on.
I remember you talking, we've talked about tamales before because I love them so much. That sounds like a dream. Christmas tamales.
All the kinds.
Instead of like ham, like a Christmas ham. Gross.
Christmas tamales, though.
Christmas tamales can get it.
So, Christmas tamales, fuck.
I just started salivating. I can't wear this hat anymore. I can't do it. It's just like slipping
and
sliding.
Would you like a water?
No, I actually have this liquid IV. Did you know that one stick of liquid IV dissolved in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more effectively than water alone with the help of CTT technology? And I have some here if
yes,
you would like to
please.
Pour some into a glass. We have a lot of fun choices when you shop at liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. You can pick some of our personal favorites if you want to give them a try, like sugar-free rainbow sorbet. We also have a strawberry lemonade.
Oh.
We have golden cherry, wapow, and a new flavor that I haven't tried yet that I thought maybe would be beneficial to you in your time of suffering because it is the flu season and you want to stay immunized.
Yes.
So there's a new passion fruit flavor and it has a hydration boost, but also I believe this is the one that has the vitamin C boost. Let me see. And immune
vitamin
support.
C.
You want to keep your immune.
It has
get
zinc.
That. Level up your immunity. So many people, when they're doing builds on things like Elden Ring, they don't think about the status effects from things that get thrown at you on a daily basis. You need to build up your immunity stats. Your immunity stats are lacking. So stack that shit up. Go to liquidiv.com.
Stack
use code
it.
TWND. Save 15%. Get free shipping and elevate that immunity boost.
Ooh, and it's got mango. Hello.
God, I could have been an auctioneer. I sometimes think about that.
You know, I've
be
I've,
fun.
I could totally hear it. I could see it. Hear it and see it.
God, that would be so fun. Maybe when I'm old someday, I'll just be an auctioneer.
Maybe you could just do it now.
I could do it now. Sold! See? How hard can it be?
I won't have a way to mix this, but don't worry. We will do that later.
We're actually going to take a little break because we are going to do our gift edition. And I have to grab something. But first, before we take that break, I wanted to give you your card that I have been working on for a while.
Here, I'll give you my card that I will give you. And we'll exchange cards. Are you serious?
I am serious.
This is the freaking cutest thing ever!
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner?
If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Pooh singing karaoke.
Yeah, and there's, look, Strombolini.
Strombolini and Pooh. Yeah. This is amazing. I would totally.
I tried to make it look more like the boathouse.
It looks exactly like the boathouse. Well, this is beautiful. You guys, this is a work of art. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is so cute. Look at her chunk.
Yeah, I had to make her extra chunky. She started off skinnier, but then I saw her and I had to make her a little chunky.
Levy's karaoke. This is beautiful. Oh. Merry Christmas to the fist. Oh. Girl, this is beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it so much.
I love the gingerbread people.
They made me think of you too, because the gingerbread penises that were so freaking good.
They were so good and chewy.
All the cookies were so delicious. I ate most of them, like 90% myself.
I started to, so then I had to get rid of them. So I started giving them to like contractor people. I gave them to like some of the people who have been working on drywall. Gave some to the carpet guy. Gave some to the main contractor. Gave them to the girl who cleans my dog poop, like all that kind of stuff, because I was like, I'm feasting. There's like daily. I'm just like, every time I'm in the kitchen, what about a cream cheese cutout? Ooh, there's some extra gingerbread in the freezer. I'll just take one of these.
They're so good. I was actually at one point mixing gingerbread penises, like top and bottom, and then putting cheese cutout in the middle and then just smushing it and then eating it.
I did a lot of boxes of cookies for OF this year, and I had my big cookie raffle. And I did not frost the gingerbread. I was going to, and then I was like,
Here's the thing, the way it was.
Do you remember how, like, with oatmeal cookies, I'm like, I don't even like raisins. Like, why am I putting raisins in these cookies? I don't really care for gingerbread with icing. I don't. I think it's better, like, just the gingerbread. Like, it's so chewy and moist and, like, So, for me personally, I was like, if y'all want to ice them, you can totally do that. But I'm not going to do it because it's more work, and I think they're better.
They were yummy scrumptious on their own. Very, very good.
Merry Christmas to my partner in crime, bestie, and the reason my memories are so much... Aww. So sweet. And he also signed it from the fist.
It just felt right. Oh, you know so what I mean? It just felt right.
We should do the fist merch.
We should. And sure. I need to get more stickers. Or not stickers, pins.
Yes.
Because I did lose mine. I found it again, thank God. But I can never, ever be without it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And this is amazing.
Before we do our gift exchange, we're going to take a quick little break. Something is going on with these bangs. It's just everything. I need a moment. And we need to regroup.
Yes.
And we'll be right back.
Word from sponsor.
How's the pumpkin bread hitting you? I love pumpkin bread. I feel like I always go through periods of like, I'll just make something constantly and just keep it like pumpkin bread. I made banana bread just because I had other bananas that were old. But then I was like, I had like 6 months of nothing but banana bread and now I need pumpkin bread.
Could you do eggnog bread?
I don't know. I still have eggnog, though. I should do more eggnog cookies. It's just I want to eat them all. It's so hard.
The struggle's real.
The struggle is very real.
Do you ever make those little tiny round ones covered in powdered sugar? Do you know what I'm talking about? They're like...
No, I don't.
I think they're called like Mexican wedding cookies.
Oh, yes. I've heard of those. And I think I know what you're talking about. But did you ever try the ube shortbread? Are they like a shortbread cookie?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm. I'm trying to I'm trying to think of what the base is. It's just like, I don't know. We'll have to look up the recipe and see what it comes with, or what it calls for.
Yeah.
They're more like crumbly biscuits.
I like crumbly biscuits.
Covered in powdered sugar.
Have you had drop biscuits before? They're really, really good. I'll make them for you sometime. Mm. Have you ever had like Southern food, like sausage gravy? Oh, no, you're vegan. But you could make it with vegan sausage, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
That sounds delicious.
Something, the trash inside of me loves a Waffle House. God.
The Waffle House.
Just like the huge waffles. Like the waffles the size of the plate. You can get butterscotch chips on it for like no apparent reason. And it's just, it's a magical place to get diabetes.
Man, do these smell so good or what?
Really does.
It's incredible. So, should we do some stockings?
Yes. I got yours with an L on it, just so you know that it's yours.
So, I ordered a stocking.
Okay.
And I also got some things that I wanted to get you. However, everything that I got did not fit in the stocking.
How dare you?
So, this is you.
Okay, I'll open the box first.
What's in the stocking.
Let me pull it out of the stocking.
But also, if you look at the front of the stocking, it's just kind of like a stocking. Ah! So like
it is kind of like a stocking.
It's kind of like a stocking. And what's in here is actually from Carol.
Lovely.
So the stocking did get some use.
I love that. Thank you, Carol. Carol, if you're listening, thank you. Thank you so much.
She's like, this is for Molly. Please make sure she gets it.
I feel like I always see you at these events that Laura throws and then I'm running away. But that's just because it's nothing to do with you. It's the sheer amount of people. It's nothing really to do with them. It's all with me. It's just my brain. So I'm sorry, Carol. You're a wonderful gem of a human.
I like this paper, by the way, with the unicorn.
Guess where I got it?
Home Goods.
That's right.
So yeah, start with this one. Okay.
Get into it, yeah.
Get into it, yeah. Happy holidays, everybody. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Julia's hair look gross. That was in my throat.
Are you sure it wasn't from the hat?
No, that's a Julia hair for sure, if I ever did see one. It's kind of like the dirtbag merch. You
it's
see?
It's the cutest thing ever. You guys. It is. They're like howling at the moon.
Yeah. So now you just need a third ferret.
Is that the moon or Earth?
I think it's the moon.
This is the sign. Oh, it's adorable. I can't. Yeah. Mama says you deserve all the nerds gummies you want.
Let's get into it.
It's a good filler.
Here.
Yes. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I haven't had these in so long.
And now
I haven't
had these since summer.
Thank God I'm my own family.
All right, next.
Oh, speaking of family, my dad is trying to get us the ramen plushie from Dave & Buster's for the new podcast room because they have it, apparently, at the Dave & Buster's.
By him?
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting it.
Mm-hmm. Could be makeup. Could be weed.
But also, open it up. Find out. It's weed.
Did you roll these yourself by hand? I love you.
But not when I was sick.
Damn it.
What is this?
Okay.
This is like a pillowcase.
So, this you wear around your neck. And it's a hammock for your ferrets. It's a hammock carrier. I saw photos of it. And this lady had like two of her ferrets like sleeping in it when she was walking around. Because it like holds them close. So I thought.
They're going to love it in there. Because you know what I do when I wake them up and they're very sleepy? I put them in my big coat.
Mm.
Like, and I just kind of wrap my coat around them.
But now you can continue doing tasks while you comfort your ferrets.
I was like, what is this? I was like, is this a pillowcase that's like double-ended?
This is the ugliest scarf I've ever seen.
No, it's adorable.
No, but can you imagine if you were wearing it like as fashion? You were like, what the fuck is
I might.
This? Well, sorry.
I might.
But yeah, I thought that would be nice just because I always see you like carrying them. But then you can also like do your makeup while you're like
and
holding
chilling,
the ferrets.
And yeah. Sleeping. Although they do get very excited.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This may be the best gift I've ever received. It could be.
Ah, Hufflepuff!
I am Hufflepuff.
I'm sorry. I have a miniature version of this as well. So I have a corgi for my corgi. Yes. Like, I have a tiny...
I didn't realize how big it was.
Let me see if I can find it. Hang on.
Also, you guys, that's why this is in here. Because this was not going to fit in the stocking, even if I wanted it to. I was like, God damn, this is huge. But also, isn't this, like, the most appropriate gift to give her? She loves corgis. She loves gnomes. How about a gnome riding a corgi? It was a must-have. Also, I am very Hufflepuff, so I got Hufflepuff socks. It's adorable. Thank you, Molly. Aw, and I didn't even see the little stocking has an L on it. Sweet. There's more. But wait, there's more. There's more. Well, now you got a big one. This is beautiful.
It's a little harness.
But it's so pretty.
It's got wings.
I don't know if they'll like hate it, but it's still funny.
Whatever. They're going to like it because I said so. It's so cute.
It's got a little bell so they can like.
And they'll just be like.
Yes.
I love this. I am so happy with my Hufflepuff socks too. That I just wrapped in paper because it was really hard to get in the stocking. So don't worry about ripping it off. Yes. She said
it
was very.
I love this.
It made her think of you, and she's.
This is so cool.
It kind of reminded me of like your bathroom in a little.
Yes.
Like said.
Carol, thank you. This can actually go in the new bathroom space or in the podcast room.
Wherever.
This is so cool.
It's beautiful. I guess the artist is her friend, and she made it for you.
Well, thank you, Carol. This is and Carol's friend. This is amazing.
And I love this Hufflepuff pin.
You always need a new pin.
I do. And it's me. I am Hufflepuff. And it's so funny because when you told me I was like, I don't even know what this means.
Yeah.
But you nailed it.
Yeah. Everybody
you
knows
nailed
that.
It.
Everyone knows that Hufflepuff is the stoner house. Let's be honest.
Is it really? Yes.
Yeah, because it's all right. You got Ravenclaw and they're like, ooh, I'm so smart. And yeah, Gryffindor, that's kind of like jock and like, I'm so brave. And then you have Slytherin who's cunning and manipulative and not like me at all. And then you have Hufflepuff and they're just like, we're here. We're smoking weed. We don't really give a fuck.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? It's
Thank
just go
you.
With the flow and like chill and lovey and boom.
Yeah, and I love the stocking. It's so pretty.
This is so cute, too. I feel like I could actually wear this as a sock.
And I was like, this is way skinnier than I thought.
Wait. The gift that just keeps on giving.
Why is it so small? What kid is going to want this as a stocking?
Listen, I think that my legs are just so big.
I mean...
Wait. Yes.
Is it fashion or
it's
fashion?
It's very fashion.
Yours looks like a stocking. Mine looks like a sock.
Yours looks like one of those boots that's like really expensive for no reason. You know the big rubber
ones. It's Balenciaga.
Oh my God. Oh, Balenciaga.
Thank you so much. I love
Thank
all
you.
My goodies. This
Me
is,
too.
I was very confused.
And I knew
because
that you would
Because it looks
be.
Like a pillowcase.
I know, but then it's open on both sides.
I know. I was like, which pillow's going to go in here?
Oh, fuck.
I can't wait to put them in here and let them snuggle up with me and be all cozy.
I love this so much.
It's so big.
It's huge.
I was like, it's like Edward, but if he had a really big head.
Edward does have a tiny little pinhead like Julia. Like he never, even when his fur grows in, he doesn't really get that fluffy.
He gets this, his head gets smaller.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Lord.
That was very much excite.
That was very excite. I was also thinking the other day, have you ever heard of like a sleeper build?
What's that?
So it's like someone who is like sneaky buff. Like they just look kind of like
normal.
Like they look how I normally see them, and then all of a sudden they like flex and they're like, oh my God. You know what I mean? I think I'm the sleeper build of whores.
Why?
Because I was thinking about this the other day. Because I don't dress sexy unless I'm taking photos.
Right.
Ever. Like,
I don't know. Maybe on date night you do.
But I don't. Not really. It's like conservative whore. Like, I don't go out and it doesn't look like he's paying for me. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like, not like you're wearing like the tiniest skirts.
Yeah. And sometimes like, I will buy a dress like for a date night.
Yeah.
And then realize that like my butt cheeks are hanging out the bottom, and it's Vegas and I could do that, but I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And so I won't wear it. I'll give it to you.
Well, everybody else does that enough for you, for yeah. us. And then it will fit me right.
But it made me think of like, even just like day to day, like I don't go to parties. I'm not like out there being a hoe. It was just like, this is no hate on hoes.
We love you.
I just, it's not me. Like, it's weird that I do what I do. Because most of the photos that I take, even out, they're from my house. I'll put on like 3 or 4 different outfits, do a bunch of photos or videos. And then I'm like back in my pajamas, like just dressed like nothing.
Comfy.
So I'm like the sleeper build of whores. Because like most people, and then sometimes people find out what I do.
Yeah.
They're like, what? And which is kind of insulting if you think about it. Like, like, oh, I kind of like knew you as a person and I can't believe that you do that. That's crazy. I'm like, yeah, for a long time, actually. It's cool. I'm actually kind of good at it. But it's weird. I'm
kind of a vet.
Because even like now, I don't have crazy stories of hoeing.
But showing?
Like, I feel like... Now that I don't have someone who's telling me to fuck all these people, I'm like... making me go fuck other people. I have great sex.
Yeah. And you're
but
like,
I'm not really a hoe, but I'm a hoe. You know? You know what I mean?
You're a hoe for certain things. Not
I'm like
all
a hoe
things.
For money. I'm just like, money? Yeah. You can look at my butthole. I don't give a shit. No shame. Everyone's already seen it anyway. Money. Like, it's not for the love of the game. I think it's kind of like, I'm like,
you're good
with
at
my
it.
Man. Oh, I'm a hoe. When I'm out shooting girl gore content and it's a good scene, I'm a hoe. But like most of the time, I'm, you know what I mean? Like that is my default. So it's weird that people are like, you're so sexy. I would drag my balls through like 400 miles of broken glass for the chance to sniff a fart that you put in a jar and blew into my face and then shit myself just to be able to look up into your beautiful eyes. I'm like, what planet are you on? Do you know me at all? You would do that? I mean, I know it's like not real. No one would actually really do that. But
well,
it's weird.
Well, you never know. Mm. You never know.
Some guys are probably into that. That's true.
I think so too. Because like, you know, those little tubes that you get like joints in? You could probably fill a fart in one of those pretty easily and send those off.
Do you think the weed smell would overtake it though?
No.
You have to wash them?
The fart smell would. They just pop it over like, whoo!
Not my fart with an after scent of weed. My fart, you're just like, yeah, your fart would be so powerful, it would overtake the weed smell for sure.
Hands down.
Oh, one of the dogs recently, though, has been giving it to me, like, every night. Ten farts in a row. It's not Ayn, because Ayn was, like, off somewhere. Is Edward? Or it's Julia. And it just smells like they took a shit next to me.
I think it's Edward just by the way he closed his eyes after he said his name. He's like, not here.
Wasn't me. It was him for sure. But what if I just started like bottling their farts?
You
and
could.
I sell them to people?
And say they're yours?
Is that animal abuse? I probably shouldn't do that.
I mean, how could you time out their farts? You'd have to be sitting there all day close to their butthole with a tube at all times.
With as much as it smells when it happens, I could just be holding one and be like, close it. Just like swoop it through the air in both directions and you catch some of it.
You're hanging out with the tube in your hand.
Like I had incense going. And you know what smell overtook it? Their fart.
See? So it would overtake
crazy.
The weed for sure.
Well, I'm not farting like that. I don't drink alcohol anymore.
Well, they will for you.
Dude. Alcohol farts are the worst. It's one of my favorite things about not drinking anymore.
Why were
no,
they
like,
so
alcohol
stinky?
Gas. Like, no alcohol, gas, none of that, like, weird bloat that you get from, like, drinking. A lot of drinking, you know what I mean? I don't miss it at all. Sometimes I think about it. I'm just like, I still have stomach problems because I don't know. I always have. But it's not like it was. There used to be so many times just fighting for my life.
On the toilet?
Yeah. It's not okay. Like, not okay at all. And then I just, like, go on cam. And I'm like, huh. I mean, I showered. I'm not disgusting. I'm not an animal.
But she was really farting, y'all.
I was. Sometimes, I'm not even kidding. Like, so you're on cam for like 8 hours, 10 hours sometimes.
Yeah.
And you drink, or at least I would drink. You have to like go like, oh, I'm just going to grab something quick and go out in the hallway and just like, all right, cool. And go back in because you guys just like fart on camera. That's crazy. No one would ever jerk off to you again.
Damn.
They won't either if you talk about it on a podcast. But here we are.
Here we are. So, you know, when I do makeup, this is a change of subject, but someone today actually was blown. Their mind was blown that I do makeup freelance. And, like, that's all I do, basically, as my job. And they were like, wait a second. Because, like, they were talking about, like, so you have another job today? I was like, yeah, 5. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, well, like, what are you going to do? Like, another, like, another, like, makeup for a set? And I was like, no. I was like, it's a client that's, like, coming in from Malibu.
Yeah.
And, like, she comes here, like, maybe once a year, and I'm going to her hotel room. And she was like, people do that? And I was like, yeah. I just, like, it blew her mind. She's like, that is the craziest thing ever. Like, she's like, it has never crossed my mind to hire a makeup artist to come to me. And I was like, this doesn't seem normal, like, nowadays, right?
Well, I didn't even know makeup artists were, like, a real thing, like, until I got into the industry. Because even doing it myself, which was terrible, 10 out of 10, do not recommend. But
you did a good job always on your makeup, I feel like. Even, like, your cosplay and all that.
Y'all know how much I love making content. And one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
But I'm just saying, like, I didn't know it was that taboo to some people. She was like, what?
I had no idea.
She was like, good for you. And then she's texting her friend and she's like showing her the makeup look that I had done. And then she was like, look, this is like what you should ask your makeup artist on set. Like, to like, this is the kind of makeup you want. Like, super glammy, super like, va-va-voom. And like, she's like, who did your makeup? She's like, oh, this girl. And she's like, she did your makeup? So, like, people, like, know.
Yeah, because you'd kill it every time.
No, but it, like, blew my mind. It blew my mind. I was like, what? It made me feel really good. And, like,
it's
that's
a good feeling,
but that's
isn't
how
it?
We started. You know what I mean? Like, back in the day. Like, who were we with the other day? And they're like, how do you know each other? Oh, yeah. Now I remember. We were at the...
with April.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're like, yeah, with April. And they were like, well, how do you guys know each other? I was like, well, I just know her from, like, doing her makeup. Like, back in the day. And, like, I was like, and she's been stuck with me ever since. And it's like, that's just the way it is. Like, I meet people, so many people of all different kinds of people. You know, like... in the industry, just like regular people from like wherever, grandmas, you know, like 70-year-old clients. And it's like every day I go like, man, I'm so lucky that I get to do makeup and like have a creative outlook on things. And like you are so lucky, you know, like that you get to like do anything you really want theme wise and that your loyal fan base and like, you know, your fam, it's like they're all about you. And that's how it feels. So much love to all you guys for supporting us and like something that we love to do and like the pod and like,
and it feels good. Like it really does. Like
overall. And we got nominated again for an AVN award. Yeah. So like this is year 3 of like just being nominated, which I know to us, cool. It doesn't matter. And we both deep down know we're not going to win, but it's just the nomination and that people like care.
Yeah.
And people listen.
Because so you have to like, be nominated. Guys. So people are nominating. We very much appreciate it. So
yeah, I didn't even know. And like, I got a booking for AVN Week, a girl that I did last year. And she's like, by the way, congrats on your nomination. I'm like, wait, what? I didn't know. But I was like, also like not shocked because like every other year, like,
yeah,
you know.
No, it's
cool. Which is cool.
I was glad that we did like that other AVN before. Yeah. And we could always do one in the future, but it just this is usually when I go to Australia now, and that's more fun than being in a convention hall.
Yeah, with a bunch of people that you don't really care to see anyways. Or it's just like, I liked how we did it with the interviews, and that was fun. And we obviously, you know, lost a lot of footage from that, and like the memories are still there, but the footage isn't. But it's like also like it just, it was our first one and it was fun. It was a good experience. So
I have to stop eating these. I'm crunching it into the microphone.
Mm. Also, everything I got was just huge. So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to fit this in a stocking.
You need like the Santa bag that I put you in.
Yeah. I was thinking of that. I was like, do they make a stocking version of that?
Can't believe that's been a year since Krampus.
It feels like...
We also want to let you know we were going to do something.
And then I got sick.
So unfortunately, it will not be coming for Patreon, but we're supposed to have a new skit. But I thought we could always just do it.
Yeah.
Like, in the future, because it's just funny regardless. And we just won't make it Santa themed.
It's just something that we've had in like our minds for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll be a lot of fun. Creating this.
Are you looking forward to the new year?
Yes. I'm looking forward to Mercury being out of Lemonade, which is in February.
Oh, I didn't even know it was in Lemonade. It's in Lemonade. I don't even know that we had reached the Lemonade era.
Yes.
That explains a lot.
Yes.
So it'll be out of Lemonade?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Or the shadow period will be finished.
I feel like Lemonade's pretty intense. Too much sugar. You know what I mean?
It is.
Sometimes lemonade's good. Sometimes it slaps, but it has to be really, really hot outside. Like super hot.
Uber. Which has actually been nice in Vegas in December. Like we have 70.
We've had a lot of good days.
65 to 70 degree weather. I mean, we'll take this.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really beautiful.
And it's not every day, but it's at least enough for it to not be like.
And
depressing.
You'll be getting out of here at the right time.
Yeah, so I'm going to go bake myself to death in Australia. So it's going to be really fun.
And get baked.
Yes. Well, not in Australia, but
it's still illegal there, right?
Yeah. No, I'm a good girl when I travel, but I'm doing something good for myself. I'm going to a doctor.
But that's where you want to go, is in Australia.
I know. I just don't want to go to the doctor, regardless. It's just because I'm sure it'll be a good experience because the dentist was. Remember how much I dreaded the dentist?
Yes.
But it's just, I don't want to.
Yeah.
If I don't know, then it's fine. Do you know what I mean? But now I have to go get like all like the
checks.
You're in your mid-30s, so you should be checking on things. And there's this, well, I don't want to talk about that, but there's stuff. And so I just think that I should probably get looked at, but I don't want to because I'd rather not know. I'd rather just die in peace and just happy.
And that's so cool that you could do this in Australia, though.
Yeah.
Where the healthcare system is good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, it is going to cost me $100 to be seen. So
steep. Steep. I mean, imagine here how much it would cost.
Yeah, I mean, it could, depending on how much is done, it could go up to 300. So let's hope it doesn't get for, I don't know, a full examination to know if you're healthy.
I've left like urgent cares paying more than that and not even getting fixed. Like, not fixed, but you know what I mean?
I've done that at urgent care, like knowing that I had strep throat, just needing antibiotics. And that's how much it costs without even getting the medication.
Yeah.
So then you have to pay for the medication.
Yeah,
because like,
they'll give you...
What do I pay for?
Yeah. They'll give you treatment. They'll give you like whatever they need to do, tests.
Yeah.
And then it's like $1 million later and you're still sick.
No, it's insane.
Bill.
Did you see that? I think, was it? I don't know if it was congressman or whatever, but there's this guy who is interviewing... Like in a court, basically, about I believe it was Spirit Airlines and one other about their baggage charges, how they were charging people differently.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Keep going.
That guy was really hot.
I didn't see
like not his face, just his voice and his aggression.
Wow. I got to check
really
that out.
He really tore at him. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I actually have the same link in my phone. I just didn't click on it. And the reason why I was talking about this recently was I was actually stopped flying Frontier to pay for my carry-on which so I usually fly Frontier to visit family in
California. I believe it was Frontier. What's the other one?
Spirit, yeah, Frontier and Spirit. Yeah. And like, so this totally checks. So I'm flying home for the like for a weekend, and I never travel with baggage with Frontier because that's why it's cheap. That's why they have $30 flights where, like, you know, I just go for a couple of days. I don't need a ton of shit. I'll bring like a change of clothes and that's it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So like, what else can you do?
So I brought my mini backpack and a backpack, which was supposed to be my free carry-on.
Yeah. Right?
My personal. And the lady stops me and goes, "You can't have two bags." And I'm like, "I don't have two bags. Like, one's my like purse, which is like this small." And
yeah, you could basically put it in your butthole and it would take up no room.
Unfortunately, I could have put it in the other bag and it wouldn't fit. But like, I had like, you know, my one pair of clothes and like some random things. And she's like, "You're going to have to pay for that backpack." And I was like, okay. So at this point, I'm like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to pay for it. $95 for my backpack that like I've flown before with on Frontier. Now, I've flown with it before. This was the first time I've ever been flagged. Then I see this article about how they get a kickback.
Yep.
For every time.
You ready to learn?
Yeah.
All right, David, this should be fine to play because there's not music or anything. This is just, we're going to get in. We don't do politics. We don't do economy stuff. We're not like up on the times, but this was interesting enough that I was like.
That is so.
Why is it that you charge different people different fees for carry-on bags? Why is that, Mr. Klein? Why isn't it just a flat fee? Why is it that I might get charged one fee, but my wife might get charged a different fee? Why is that?
So overall, our job is to generate the most revenue we can so we can be profitable as an airline. We have costs, and there's costs out there, and we have to make sure that we're above the cost line in order to make sure that we can run a profitable entity.
Yeah, and be able I got to it. Grow. No, I got it. And money's the answer. So your in last year, your carry-on bag fees ranged between $15 and $99.
I was a 99.
That's extraordinary. One person might pay 15, somebody else might pay 99. How do you determine it? Is it based on personal characteristics?
It's
you charge
never,
women more?
It's never based on personal characteristics.
You charge minors more?
We do not, sir.
What, it's just people who are suckers? I mean, how do you do it?
Well, there is a cost to carry any.
I love the way he's like, "Oh yeah? Yeah? What about it?
Huh?" Money is the answer.
Yeah, he's so aggressive with it. I couldn't stop watching this dude. It's so good.
That is crazy.
Not the way he's just tearing this motherfucker down. And this guy does not give a fuck. And it's crazy how he trips
any kind of bag.
Yeah, but why do you charge some people more? I understand the cost, and you made clear money's your bottom line. I get that. But why is it that you're charging some people, what, triple, quadruple the amount?
Well, the length of the flight should matter in this as well.
So yeah, but that's not the data. What the data shows is we're talking about the same people on the same flight might get charged radically different prices for a one carry-on bag. You do the same thing for check bags. Why is that?
Right. So just for the record, the $99 charge has been reduced to $79 as a maximum. And what ends up happening here is we want to make sure that we can get the best price to the best people at the right time.
The best people? Who would they be?
Sorry, let me rephrase. The right price.
Are those the people who, what? I mean, no, explain it to me. I'm interested. Oh. Who are the best people?
Well, that was the mistake.
Oh, the right people? Who would they be? I was like, this? I'm aroused. Like, there's nothing I love more than watching someone get torn down to size. It inspires a fire in me. Like, I don't even want to fuck that guy. I just want to fuck. Like, it makes me want
to fuck.
I will play this in the background and I'm just like, yeah. I start looking myself in the mirror. I go all American fucking psycho. I just, something awakens in me when you see someone who's just a piece of shit getting their ass handed to them. It makes me horny.
That is hilarious because I literally did pay $99 and
but that's been reduced to $79 now.
Why? I was so upset like after that flight because it was a 45-minute flight to LA.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes. I got
well,
it depends
on the length of the flight.
Bullshit. And like hearing that it starts at 15 and goes up to 99 and I got the
even
99,
more pissed.
It's like I'm even more pissed. But like I remember getting off the flight and like literally tears just started coming down my face for no reason. Like
but there is a reason.
No, it was just more like I feel like a dumbass buying a $30 ticket when I could have just flown with Southwest and had two bags.
Yeah.
For free. And I was like, I learned my lesson. Like, fuck this. But what was really cool, and I will say to the defense of Frontier, is I didn't complain, right? I just sucked it up. I felt like shit. And then when I flew back home, I left one of my bags at my mom's. Because I was like, Mom, I'm not flying with two bags. You can keep on to this one. I'll pick it up next time I see you. It's not that important. And so, like, I come home and, like, with one bag and everything's fine. But, like, what was annoying was, like, I was like, dude, my ticket cost less than my freaking backpack. You know what I mean? Yeah. Overall, that's what stupid. I paid more for my fucking bag to fly than I did.
You're like, oh, so...
It made no sense.
That's cool. Then, that's the thing of why not just charge then that price together if that's what you're going to charge for bags anyway. But that's right. The whole thing, and is they're just like smoozing people.
The point where like I totally spaced on was like that was good on them was a few days when I like gotten back from my trip or whatever, I gotten an email from Frontier and they had given me a $50 voucher for another like another credit basically. So like,
But then that also comes into play where you're kind of like, okay, so now I have a $50 credit, which still didn't like cover the bag that I shouldn't have had to pay for in the beginning. And now I'm going to spend $50 on another flight to have another shitty experience that I'll maybe get a voucher for. So then you're stuck in this endless loop.
And I haven't even used it, which I don't even see me using it like anytime soon. But I was just
like that's the thing. It's almost like a slap in the face. Like, hey, you want to fly with us and have a shitty time again? Here's the money that you should have just given you cash, but we want to keep torturing you. So keep flying some Frontier. You know what I mean?
Seriously crazy. All right.
Who are the best people?
Well, that was a misstatement, sir. What we're trying to do is get the right price at the right time. And what that also means is making sure that if someone's on a flight that's now filling up, and we have a lot of, as we talked about, unbundled pricing.
And they get screwed? So like if you have the misfortune of having to book your flight at the end because maybe something's been canceled, then you're going to get screwed? Is that what you're telling me? You're not one of the best people.
Are you referencing just fares?
I'm just responding to your testimony. I'm listening to you, and you just said as a flight's filling up, you're going to get charged more.
Not always. Sometimes you'll get charged less.
Exactly.
Right? He looks so happy, and he looks so miserable.
He's just like...
Ty looks like Kermit the Frog when he gets all scrunched.
Yeah. Kermit D. Frog here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the way he's just like, oh, no.
Yeah. That's what you said.
Sometimes. Right. But you'll never know. Right. That's the beauty of it. It's like Russian roulette. It's flung on the airline is.
I would disagree.
You have no idea in the world.
I would disagree.
Wait, no. You just said it.
It's very transparent.
We'll have it. Listen, there'll be a transcript generated and I'll send it to you with a bow on it. You can read your own testimony just now. You have no idea what the fee is going to be ever. Mr. Schroeder, what about?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. It's a beautiful, like, to be condescending and yelling at someone who deserves it and laugh is just the piece de resistance, because it is just a beautiful thing. I'm wet. I think that we've all learned something here. Authoritatively speaking.
Authorita.
You better speak my authority.
Yes.
All right.
And they get a kickback for every person that they get to charge. So
so don't fly Frontier. No. Don't fly Spirit if you can help it.
If you can help it. If not, then make sure you take your bag that is appropriate size.
They if
make
not,
you
stick better, it to in drive. A slot. Better to drive. Better to drive. You don't have to pay baggage fees if you drive. You know what I mean?
This makes me so happy.
Yeah. Well, I think that we've learned a lot. And I think that we've had a fantastic time. And we hope that you all have a very fantastic Christmas. And
Krampus.
Thank you so much again for all of the wonderful gifts.
Thank you. I mean, shoot, girl. I cannot wait to put this on and maybe even get a third ferret.
Maybe get a third.
I mean, I always hear threes is like the worst, but you never know.
Well, three corgis. I don't know. Maybe don't need another ferret. Just,
well, I come from a family of three. And that's
you could
what
just
they
get
say.
A stuffed ferret and like put it in there. Just like a fake, like a plushy ferret.
I pictured a taxidermy ferret. It's like real, but it's not. It just looks real.
Oh my God. Have you seen the video of the gold retriever that was made into a rug?
Yes. Disturbing.
I
object.
I object. Stop. Don't do that. I've made jokes about taxidermy. I would never. You really
think? It would be so horrific.
It would be horrendous. Even if it came out perfectly and looked exactly like him, you would look at it and you'd be like,
creeped out.
Because is he still in there?
Like, I would just imagine that he was like still cognizant somehow, but he was like, I'm trapped. I can't move. I get to see the others enjoying their fun. I just stand
and
here.
And they would probably still attack his
ass. I would piss on him.
They'd probably still attack his ass.
I come home, they're... No! Oh my God. I just had the worst mental image of the staring image. I can't. So for those who don't know, my dog Ian recently got out of his cone. He was in a cone for a week because he got attacked while I was at the airport, and his skin peeled back like a little lamb shank. He had staples in. It was a whole thing. But he's good now. They just all will have to be separated. So thank you all for joining us. Please consider following the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast, and consider going to patreon.com/TWND Podcast to join Dirtbag Tier. Wholesome Pledge is good too, but you get all the access to everything with both Dirtbag Tiers.
Buy Liquid IV.
Go to Brim Reapers. Go to thebrimreapers.com and use code TWND20 to save 20%. That's pretty cool. Check out all our sponsors in the description below. It helps keep the show running. All proceeds go towards paying David.
We love you, David.
Thank you all so very much. I hope you have the very happiest of holidays. And your homework for the week is to submit to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear your questions. Anything that you want to share, we want to hear from you. And not enough of you write in. So please do be calling. Do be writing in. Do be following me on Instagram at thisredheadissfw. And where can they follow you, Laura?
And do be following me at whimglimartistry. We also want to hear you speak with authority, you guys.
Yes, that is your homework for the week. To speak with some goddamn authority.
Get some respect
for
yourself.
Throw a laugh in. Look someone up and down. And just...
So what did you mean by that?
What were you saying? Do you even know what you were saying? I'm just repeating back to you the words that you're saying to me. Gaslight somebody today.
Do
and
it.
We will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.